News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Close to $930 million has been budgeted to undertake various initiatives across the island under Component 5 of the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing Dr. Omar Davies says the projects currently being developed will be undertaken in financial year 2015-16. The money will be distributed to members of parliament, parish councils and the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC.
For members of parliament, $630 million. For the parish councils and the KSAC, $70 million. For special projects, $126.6 million. The balance of $103 million is the contractor's markup. Members of parliament, as we all know, have already been advised of your $10 million allocation. The parish councils and the KSAC will shortly be advised of their allocation.
Dr. Davies was speaking in the House of Representatives last week. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, will be using technology to strengthen the country's disaster preparedness and response mechanism. This through the use of the newly developed Geospatial Damage Assessment tool, GeoDat. GeoDat is a mobile application developed in Jamaica in collaboration with the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, which seeks to help in disaster management and damage reporting. The app will enable residents to use their smartphones to record post-disaster data such as photos, which they can then send to ODPEM. Disaster Preparedness Month is being observed under the theme Connect to Protect, Advancing Emergency Telecommunications, Strengthening Community Mobilization. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Service of Jamaica, Met Service, is reporting that the 2015 hurricane season will see less than normal activity, with predictions of a 70% likelihood of 11 tropical storms. Of that number, 3 to 6 could become hurricanes and up to 2 becoming major hurricanes, not exceeding Category 4. Addressing the recent launch of Disaster Preparedness Month, head of the weather branch at the Met Service, Evan Thompson, says these figures should not lull citizens into a false sense of security. He says in the absence of hurricanes, systems such as tropical storms have the capacity to produce widespread flooding, which should never be underestimated.
Glance again at the last two hurricane seasons, seasons of inactivity. As we note that in 2013, where no major hurricane developed, Mexico was hard hit by 3 tropical storms that resulted in the cumulative loss of 50 lives. In 2014, though Jamaica was spared any threat, the small island of Bermuda was hit by 2 hurricanes in the space of 1 week. Preparedness, therefore, regardless of the numbers, is a must.
And plans are far advanced for the staging of the 6th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference 2015, with over 1,000 attendees registered to date. Director of Diaspora at Consular Affairs in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs at Foreign Trade, Ambassador Sharon Saunders, is anticipating that the numbers will increase considerably over the next few days. She says, owing to the heightened interest of diaspora members, the 2015 conference is expected to meet the 2,000 mark, an increase over the 2013 staging of the conference, which saw some 1,500 participants in attendance.
I think we will meet our target. For example, the marketplace, which is a feature of the conference, is oversubscribed. We have, to date, 77 booth spaces, and our target had been 70. In addition, there are 14 tabletop, and there's a waiting list of some 30-odd persons who want to have booth spaces and are unable because we're oversubscribed. So the take-up, the demand, has been quite successful. We're very pleased.
Ambassador Saunders was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The 2015 conference will be held June 13 to 18 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James under the theme Jamaica and the Diaspora, Linking for Growth and Prosperity. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. a production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.